Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, bring in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Class Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Blinn Buccaneer Volleyball, and we've got our baseball playoff preview. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Manush and his All-Star Band as we bring you another week of the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And as always, in studio, our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger. We keep him caged, but he's still our Mookie the Rabid Badger. As we bring you another week of the Brenham Sportsline, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street in Brenham. And coming up in the second half of the sports line, we will talk playoff baseball as Coach Kyle Van Hook will be joining us via the sports line for the second half of the show. For the first half of the program, we've got some folks from the Blinn Buccaneer Volleyball Program in studio with us. Led by Buccaneer head coach Terry Gamble. And coach, welcome back to the sports line.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Great to have you here. And of course, Buccaneers off to a great start as the team at this point is 24-2 on the season. Talk about the great start you all are off to.
Well, you know, it's really a compliment to the girls and to, you know, their play. We are so young. We have so many freshmen that are contributing. I mean, we go 5-6 freshmen on the floor at a time. So it's really a great compliment to them what we're doing. I'm excited about what we're doing. I would never have guessed they had that record, you know, at this time of the year with so many freshmen, but we do, so I'll take it.
Absolutely. And in fact, a little over 2 hours ago, the new poll is out, and the Bucks move up another spot to number 16 in the nation. And as you mentioned, a young team, and yet you keep on climbing up in those polls.
Yeah, I mean it's we're work in progress. You know, is the best way to put it. And our conference is so hard. You know, every day is a challenge. And, I mean, we're considered the best conference in the country when it comes to volleyball. So we've got a lot of tough matches coming up. But I love our chances. And, you know, the positive about this team is I just love being around these girls. They're a great group. It's one of those teams that you just, every single day, you love being around them. Just how they are, watching them grow, watching them learn. And how hard they work. I mean, I push them pretty hard. I'm sure when you talk to these two over here, they'll tell you I push them pretty hard. We have a lot of expectations. You know, I expect the best out of them, you know, as players in the community, in the classroom, and I get that out of them. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's part of Blinn. You know, Blinn's such a great place to be. It's such a great place to coach. You know, my wife and I absolutely love it here, from the chancellor, you know, to Scott Schumacher, to, you know, the people in town. I mean, from just the support, you know, and, you know, the Cruzies and Bluebell ice cream, which is making me really fat, by the way. I was a lot skinnier before I got here. But it's just a really compliment to everybody. And, you know, it's not just me running the show or the girls. It's the community and the school. I got to give them a lot of credit. It's just great being around everybody, you know, that's associated with us.
And you mentioned the competitiveness of the conference and how tough this conference is. Case in point, hate to bring it up, but the conference opener
against
against
Lee, that's nice.
Yeah, against Lee College. But as you mentioned, you know, we've got a young team. Was that a bit of a wake-up call for the young members of your team?
You know, that's a great question for them. It was one of those that we were not, you know, I don't want to take any credit from them, but we were not at our best that night. I think that maybe nerves of conference opener, I think that, and, you know, but I will say it was a team thing that night. We didn't play well. I probably didn't coach all that great. You know, I think everybody involved was not Blinn excellence that night. And I don't expect that to happen often. With young players, it happens. You know, I've had other teams do that bounce right back. I expect that from this team. We're too good to, you know, let us sit and just not bounce back or have enough pride to bounce back. I mean, we're going to take a couple of those this year. I knew it was going to happen. I said it. I kept warning the girls. They will tell you. I warned them all year this was going to happen. Unfortunately, it happened on, you know, conference opener. And, you know, but we're going to be fine. And, you know, I love what we're doing, and I love them. So we'll be okay.
And always what I like to find out is the very next practice. What was the reaction the very next practice after that conference opener?
We didn't practice the next day. yeah, that's it. I mean, yeah, it was one of those that we stayed away from each other for a day. But the cool part about that, I actually went recruiting the next day. Mm-hmm. And when I went recruiting, you know, my wife put it in perspective, which she's way smarter than I am. And, you know, when I was kind of complaining a little bit about it, and as I'm driving, talking to her, you know, via the phone Bluetooth, I go, you know what? I can't believe it. I'm still mad about last night. And she goes, honey, you're 23-2. You know, that's pretty good. And so she has a great way of putting it in perspective, you know, and our product on the floor is good. And, you know, our following practice was probably today, I think, wasn't it, guys? And we were fine today. Everything's back to normal. But they didn't want me to practice with them that next day.
I gotcha. Talk a little bit about every team has a different personality. Some teams you've got athletes who are a little flighty, a little, you know. You have some other teams that are very serious, and sometimes you can't joke around too much with them. What kind of personality does this team have as a whole?
Well, I think, you know, this team here, I think we're too nice, you know, and I tell them that all the time. I mean, I would love to see us get tougher. I would love to see us get, but they're such a great group of kids and so nice. I'd like to see us get a lot tougher. Like last year's team was mean. I mean, they were tough. It was, you know, very blue collar, where this team here is more, I mean, you're going to get the chance to talk to Essence here shortly. And she's a knucklehead. I love her with all my heart, but she's a knucklehead. And she brings that spirit to you where it's really hard to stay mad at Essence all the time, because there's always a smile. There's always a work ethic. And some of those times with this young team, I have to remember that we're learning and we're going to take those losses like Wednesday night, because I want perfection all the time. I mean, I want them to get A's in the classroom. I want them to win every match. That's just me as a coach. That's how I am. But they're a fun group. I mean, sometimes they lose some focus because of that, and we're working on that.
You mentioned that. Do you think maybe because this is a younger team, as you mentioned, a lot of freshmen, that maybe that seriousness might be something that will evolve as the season goes along?
You know, I think so. I mean, we're well into it, and you can see them. I think they're serious about the game. I think that they care about the game, and I think with this team, I think they're learning so much. I mean, it's a way different step from going from high school volleyball to college volleyball. And then all of a sudden we're going on the floor with six freshmen at a time sometimes. And it's a big adjustment. The speed is adjustment. And you can always see, like, the sophomores, you can just see the maturity of the sophomores and what they do after 1 year. So it's a process. And I, me personally, as coaching, I have to remember the process. And, you know, we're so young, and I got to remember that. But I think we have the potential to still be really good.
And what do you feel the strength of this year's team is?
I think the strength of it, we're so athletic. I mean, we're pretty physical. We're big. I mean, we have three kids that touch over 10 feet. You know, I think our ball control, for the most part, is really good. You know, it wasn't there Wednesday, but for the most part, the other 23 matches, it was really good. You know, and I think that they care. You know, the one thing... We're right now, today and tomorrow, we have what we call mid-season meetings, just talking about recruiting and school and education. And everybody's coming in, and when I talk to them and when they're sitting with us coaches, it's all about, hey, we want to be great. It's all about, you know, they're really good at I didn't hear anybody blame me, you know, for you know, a lot of teams will blame the coach when they lose or blame stuff. I had players, for example, take it upon themselves to step up and text me and coach, I didn't do my job tonight. I'm really sorry. And, you know, when you get that from players, win or lose, it means you're teaching something. It means they're learning something. And so many people in today's world, I mean, you look at pro sports and even college sports, they get wrapped up in wins and losses, you know. And kind of like my wife put it, we're 23-2. And if they're learning and accepting their mistakes, it means they're growing. And that's our job as coaches. And, you know, even more so, we've had a ton of four-year schools, you know, in our gym already and coming to our gym and calling me. So for them to get that opportunity, you know, to go from blend to have their education paid for and play, for me, that's so rewarding. So just, I think the biggest thing for these guys is just their personalities. It's just sometimes I like to see them meaner, but they're just a good group of kids.
All right. And we are going to get to meet two members of the Buccaneer volleyball team in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break here from our sponsors. And when we come back, we will introduce you to a couple of members of the Buccaneers right after these messages.
Hello. Would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
Back here on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Coming up here in the second half of the show, it's our baseball playoff preview with Coach Kyle Van Hook joining us via the sports line. But right now, live in studio, Coach Terry Gamble and members of the Blinn Buccaneer volleyball team. And Coach, brought a couple of your players with you. If you could introduce us to the Bucs.
Well, I think a lot of people know the one right over there. Tatum's from Brenham High School and one of our defensive specialists, and just a great kid. This young lady here, Essence, is from Palestine, went to school at Waxahachie. Did I say that right? I always screw that up. But the cool thing about her, she's a freshman that is getting recruited by everybody in the country. But the biggest thing, and this is, I'm going to say this about Essence, that's really just talks about her character. She was the NJCAA and AVCA National Player of the Week last week. And when she got interviewed and when we have team meetings, she literally thanked the team and she complimented the team for helping her get that award. So I can't say enough about her character. Just two great kids you have sitting here.
All right, and we're going to go right to the left of you, Coach, there, and start with Essence, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right, great to have you here, and go ahead.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Well, first of all, if you could tell us a little bit about your background, about yourself. You don't have to get too complicated. Just, you know, where you're from and some of your experiences in volleyball.
Town, Austin, Texas. That's in Parkmere, actually. But then I went to high school in Waxahachie, which is also not that far from here either.
All right, and let's see, Waxahachie now. That's just north of Electra. Is that near Electra? No, Waxahachie. Oh no, I'm thinking of a different town. Sorry, I get confused. I'm a Yankee.
It's okay.
But tell us a little bit about the start of the season so far. How excited are you about how things are going so far?
Very excited, yes. First thing I thought about us starting is the instant connection between all of us. Like, not very many teams can come on and just click like we did. Especially, I've been on a couple teams and we didn't click whole season. But, like, first day, we all were like, hey, let's go. Everyone's excited. So that was really unique to me.
And as far as your role on the team, what are some of the things that you feel that you have been able to contribute so far and what you feel you're going to have to contribute as the season goes along?
Talking to me, you probably won't think that I'm much of a yeller, but I'm definitely bring the heat type of girl when I play. So I think that's one thing I've definitely brought to the team. And one thing more, being a leader more, how to project my energy onto other players. I think that's one thing I need to work on.
All right. And as far as the development of the team to this point, how far do you think this team can go? How good do you think that this squad can get?
I think we can definitely go super far, but I think it's all in our heads. Mm-hmm. So I think however we want to go is the actual question. But yeah.
And Coach mentioned very strong team up front. Three players that can touch 10 feet is pretty impressive. And you can tell that when you look at the stats, because while players are putting up impressive stats, it seems like everybody's getting in on it.
Yeah.
It seems like you have three or four players that are leading the team in kills and blocks each night, and a number of players that are contributing digs and assists and things like that. So talk about the team aspect and the fact that you have a number of players that can contribute.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely good, because like you see so many teams where it's like this one superstar on the team, and if they're off, like game is real quick. And I think that it helps that we have everyone that is that mentality on the court, where it's so spread out to where if maybe this one person isn't off one day, then two people are going to come back, and I know they got my back in the rest of the game.
And I got to ask, what would you rather do? Would you rather go up high and just slam down a kill, or would you rather go up and block somebody else's big hit right back in their chin?
Definitely the block all day. Block all day.
All right. And finally, I got to ask, we've seen the pictures from the games, from the matches and the profile. Why the subdued hair today?
I don't know.
I love that multicolor look.
Yeah.
That
everyone kind of like that. Look, I don't know. That's just my thing, changing the hair. So you'll see something in the next 2 weeks.
Well, you decided this was radio, so you didn't need to really spice it up. Okay. Well, Austin, first of all, congratulations
thank
on
you.
The national
thank
honor,
you.
And thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. And next up, joining us, back. Has been a guest a couple of times here in the Sports Line,
sir.
Tatum Smidovic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, great to have you here. And if you could, just tell us a little bit about your background. Of course, everybody knows you played at Brenham High School, but also some of the other things that you did leading into playing at Blinn College.
Well, like you said, I'm from Brenham. I've lived here my whole life. I played club at a little club in College Station, Brazos Valley Juniors. And so I think that at times helped me a lot to get to where I am now. It definitely kept me involved instead of just like not doing anything in the spring, which is hard because it gives you a lot of time off, and that's not good whenever you play volleyball. So, yeah.
All right. And as far as now the adjustment from high school to college volleyball, what's been the biggest kind of eye-opener? What's been the biggest difference?
Oh, running. Running. We didn't do a lot of running in high school. And in college, a substantial amount. no big deal, right? That's probably been the biggest adjustment.
And what are some of the things that you feel that you can contribute to this team? What are the things you feel that you can do to help this team succeed this year?
I feel like I have a pretty positive attitude pretty much all the time. I try to stay calm on the court, whereas Essence is a yeller and tries to get in your face, kind of where I'm just a, you got this, let's go, kind of to the back. Like, I don't want to be too pushy because that's not just like not the person I am, but I think that I bring calmness and positivity.
And as far as the team's progress so far, you know, when you guys got together in August to kick things off to the point where you're at right now, how do you feel about the progress of the team?
Oh, it's been great. I've watched us grow as individually and as a team every day, and that's just super fun to watch because some teams you see, they grow, and then they just kind of get to a point where they stop, where I feel as if we're still learning every single day and we're learning to get to the spot that we want to be.
And what about the future of this team? What are you guys going to have to do to succeed in the region tournament and get, of course, to where Blynn always expects to be, and that's in the national championship tournament?
I feel like we have to work hard every day. We can't take one point off, and at times we do that, and that can't be how it is. Every dig, every ball, everything has to be important to us, and we need to learn to do that every single point.
And as far as the support, because I know anybody that's been to a volleyball game at the Cruzy Center knows that is one loud house.
Oh, yeah, it's great. The atmosphere there is amazing. I love playing there. It's nothing like I've ever experienced before, and it's just great how everybody is so involved with our games.
All right. Well, Tatum, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
And great to have you back here on the Sports Line.
Yes, sir.
All right. And Coach, as you listen to two of your young players talk, what are some of the things that kind of jumped out at you?
Well, you know, they're being nice because they don't want to run tomorrow. not exactly what I said it before. We're talking about just great. And these two represent 16 other kids that are just like them. And it's, you know, it's just a pleasure. It's an honor. You know, the one thing that jumped out when you talked about the support, you know, to what Tatum said, playing in the Cruzy is unbelievable. I mean, it is truly an unbelievable experience. I mean, I've been a head coach at two D1s, and the atmosphere here, I mean, it's one of the reasons I went here, you know, besides Coach Shue, really, you know, he did a great job of recruiting me, I guess. but it's an honor. I mean, you're talking about people that care about volleyball. They truly care about the young people. I mean, like I said, from the chancellor on down, it's about the student athlete. It's about the student. The people in Brenham, I mean, my wife and I have been welcomed with open arms. I mean, from the Cruzies who, I beat Jim a lot in golf. I got to say that on the radio. But from the Cruzies to everybody in the town is just so supportive and, you know, just... They've just been opened arms to us, and I can't thank the community enough. And, you know, it's funny, people coming from a D1 to here, people ask me, you know, if I'm going back D1. And I absolutely, as long as Blynn wants me and Scott wants me and the chancellor wants me, we love it here. And I think my wife would shoot me if we moved again. She loves it here that much. And when I can coach kids like I have right now, and have the opportunity to win a national championship, which is my goal. And I've been blessed to win three, and I certainly want to put a couple more at least on my fingers. So it's just, that's the one thing that stood out when Tatum said, you know, just the people and it's a blessing coaching here. And I just feel honored and blessed every day to be able to coach at Blynn.
All right, and next chance the folks will get to see the Buccaneers?
Friday and Saturday night. We're at home. We're at home the next 2 weeks. We played two big ones this week. Panola Saturday, who is ranked this year. They're getting votes right now at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then we're back next week, Wednesday. And I want to say it's Wednesday and Saturday again next week. So we're at home the next four. We have, I think it's only four more at home. And then we finish up the last five on the road. So it'll be a fun finish, and you know, I'd love to see everybody out. I think playing in the Cruzy is one of the hardest places in the conference just because of our crowd. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah. All right. Well, Coach, as always, great to have you here.
Thank you.
And glad you could join us tonight. And Essence and Tatum, thanks an awful lot for being with us tonight here on the Sports Line.
Thank you.
All right. And again, a reminder, Friday and Saturday, get on out to the Cruzy Center and support the Bucks.
Yes, please do. We'd love to have you out.
All right. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. We will talk Big League Baseball playoffs coming up on the Sports Line with Coach Van Hook. Right after these messages, and a pause for local headlines.
National Night Out in Texas is Tuesday, October 1st, and KWHI wants to crash your block party. We'll be all over Brenham and the surrounding communities, broadcasting from different parties all evening long. Want us to drop by your party? Call 836-3655 or email us at mail@kwhi.com. Reports from your block parties are sponsored by Don's Appliance Service, Andrea Holly with Edward Jones, Chapel Hill Historical Society, and BK Auto Repair. Head outside for National Night Out this Tuesday. And don't forget to tune in to KWHI, AM 1280, and FM 101.7.
It's Brenham Cub football on KWHI. The Brenham Cubs continue District 13 5A action as they travel to Georgetown Friday night to take on Eastview. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. Join me, the sports doc, and Tommy Lange for all the action. 6:30 pregame on your voice for Brenham Cub football, AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
I'm Joshua Blosky with another KWHI local news update. Authorities continue to investigate after a fatal auto pedestrian accident Monday morning on Highway 290 outside of Hempstead. DPS said that at around 6 o'clock, a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle west of the Highway 6 interchange at 290 East and Urban Road near the legendary Oaks Golf Course. 290 traffic is flowing normally after being cut down to one lane for several hours. The identity of the victim has not been released. A Houston man is in custody after a two-county chase early Sunday morning. Brenham police say 45-year-old Michael Troy Pruitt fled after he was identified as a suspect in an assault at a residence in the 1400 block of Stone Hollow Drive. Pruitt was said to have led authorities on a chase involving Brenham police and Washington County Sheriff's deputies. The pursuit led into Waller County, where authorities were able to lay down spike strips. Pruitt was arrested and charged with evading arrest with a vehicle, assault causing bodily injury to a family member, and an outstanding warrant out of Harris County for felony assault. A Belleville man has been arrested on multiple charges after a traffic stop in Brenham Saturday night. Just before midnight, police pulled over 25-year-old Andrew Keller Herbst on a traffic stop near the 2500 block of Becker Drive. Investigation led to Herbst's arrest on a driving while intoxicated charge. He was also charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana. And fair season is rolling right along, with activities now underway in Waller County. Festivities began Friday at the fairgrounds with the Barbecue Cook-Off, Hay Show Awards, and Youth Ruckstock Rodeo. Livestock activities begin Tuesday with the Junior Livestock Judging Contest and results on Friday and the auction on Saturday. For more information, visit WallerCountyFair.org. Forecast calling for partially cloudy skies with an afternoon high of 94 degrees, evening low of 73. Partially cloudy skies again on Tuesday with a high of 94. I'm Joshua Blosky for KWHI. AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great
in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
Rosie, come out tonight!
Oh, Rosalita, jump a little higher. Oh, welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything that they do. Want to thank Coach Terry Gamble, along with Essence and Tatum, for joining us here in the first half of the program, talking Blinn Buccaneer volleyball. And again, a reminder, they'll be at home Friday and Saturday. Your chance to go on out to the Cruzy Center and support the Bucks and some exciting high-octane volleyball with the Blinn Buccaneers. Again, the new rankings out just a couple of hours ago. Blinn moves up to number 16 in the latest NJCAA poll. And and they're going to be taking on a very tough Tyler team coming up Friday night at the Cruzy Center. Go on out and support the Buccaneers. Now, speaking of Buccaneers, we've got Buccaneer football coming up the next couple of Saturday nights here on KWHI. Now, the Bucs travel to the thriving metropolis, say that three times fast, the thriving metropolis of Miami, Oklahoma, where they will take on the Northeast Oklahoma Golden Norsemen in conference action. That is Saturday night, 6 o'clock. That game is underway at 6 o'clock, and Merritt Grant of Oklahoma is going to be supplying us with the play-by-play here on KWHI pregame show set for 5:30. Then the following week, the Bucks will be right back here at home at Cub Stadium hosting Cisco. Blake will bring you that call, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame. So Buccaneer football coming up here on KWHI. Aye. Of course, the baseball playoffs are coming up, and with that, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on the Brenham Sports Line. This is Larry King.
Yeah, I need second base, please.
Yeah, oh, we can dial it up for you. Are you sure I can't interest you in maybe a hot corner?
No, I just want second base.
No, okay. We'll get you there. We'll get you to second base, Coach. Our good.
Be the first time in my life.
I didn't know what second base was until I was in my 30s. But anyway, what a
easy Doc.
Thank you very little, and yeah. welcome to the Sports Line, Coach.
Yep.
Man, what are you standing in the middle of a wind gale there?
Yeah, let me get out of it. The lips have to work for a living.
Yeah, well, that's all fine and good, but what are you doing?
Hard work, clean living. You know, that's my motto.
Boom, ching. Hey, I'd tell you what, it's fun time of year. Football season is well underway, and the baseball playoffs are underway. Disappointing that the Warriors from the Cuyahoga are not in the postseason this year, but I got to tell you, after that first half of the season, heck of a job taking it right down to the wire.
Yeah, we injuries killed us, right before the All-Star break. We made our move and kind of stayed in there, and then Kipnis and, I mean, just seemed, you know, Naquin, just injury after injury after injury. Kluber never came back. It, you know, we fought the good fight, and we came up a little bit short, so we'll wait till next year.
And now, of course, as we get to the playoffs, this could be a very interesting playoffs. I thought in August things were kind of cut and dried as to who the favorites were, but now that we are into October as of tomorrow, there are actually some teams emerging that they could knock some people out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame that both Oakland and Tampa Bay can't both get into the playoffs, because I don't think anybody would want to play either one of them, as hot as they are and with their clubs that they put on the field. But that's going to be a good game tomorrow night. And whoever wins that game, I think, plays the Astros, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they do. Astros play the winner of the wild card game tomorrow night. And,
yeah.
And there was talk of some of the so-called experts, the guys on MLB Network and on some of the other networks, were saying that maybe the Astros and the Yankees might want to think twice about having the best record in the American League, because, yeah, you get home field advantage, but also you might have to face the A's, and they're the hottest team. They've been the hottest team in baseball for over a month.
Yeah, I believe a couple of weeks ago they took 3 out of 4 from the Astros at home. But it'll be a different story with the playoffs. So I don't see anybody beating the Astros, honestly. So we'll see what happens.
And we'll kind of get into that in a minute. Taking a look at the National League wild card game. That's tomorrow night. Nationals hosting the Brewers. I know the Brewers are hot. They were strong, especially down the stretch without their main man, their big bat in the middle of their lineup.
Who's that? I lost Chris.
The Brewers. The Brewers.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, the fact that they made the playoffs without Yelich is amazing.
Well, I saw a stat a day or two ago that the record the last 3 weeks without Yelich was pretty dang good.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean,
yeah.
The fact that I believe they won, was it 12 of their last 15 without him?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, tomorrow night, they face Max Scherzer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't care who you are, that is a tough job. Facing Max Scherzer,
no question about it. No question about it.
He, coach, has he got some of the nastiest stuff in the big leagues of maybe the last 10, 12 years?
Yeah, he does. He does.
What makes him so tough?
I think deception and movement. Plus stuff. You know, velocity, sharpness, crispness to the breaking ball, but. You know, a lot of guys have fastballs and sharpness of break ball, but his deception and funkiness and, you know, movement is what gets him, you know, makes him really tough to hit.
And also, he also is one of those guys, he reminds me of some of those old pitchers from the 70s that you would have to get a crowbar to pry the ball out of his hands.
Yeah, you know, he's a throwback. He's a throwback. He's an old school guy.
I mean, he threw a complete game three hitter a day after he broke his nose in the batting cage.
Yeah.
I mean, that you got to love a guy like that.
Well, no question, no doubt about it.
He reminds you of guys like Gibson and Drysdale and Hunter and guys like that from the 70s. So I'm looking forward to watching the game tomorrow night. Milwaukee's going to have their hands full.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Now we look at the American League wild card game, Tampa Bay at Oakland. Oakland has yet to tip its hand as to who it's going to pitch. Tampa going with Charlie Morton. Wow. I thought he was tough with the Astros. He leaves the Astros, and he's Cy Young caliber material with Tampa.
Yeah, Yeah, no, that'll be a tall chore beating him. And I heard on the radio today that people are thinking the A's are going to go with Sean Manet, the left-hander.
Okay.
He's been pretty good.
Yeah, he's been solid. What has it been about Oakland over this last these last couple of months, ever since the All-Star break, that has really just, has got them basically dominating people?
Honestly, I don't know, Doc. I haven't watched that much baseball the last month and a half, but the one thing I do know is they've been hot, and when you get hot and things start going your way, it's just one of those things that it's hard to explain on paper or to someone that, it's just the chemistry, it's the karma, it's the baseball gods, everything's going right, and if they keep that mojo during the playoffs and happen to get by Tampa Bay, Houston's going to have their hands full. I still see Houston winning the series, but it'll make it tougher on them.
Just please don't tell me it's Billy Bean metrics.
No, I wouldn't say that. No.
Now the winner of the National League game will face the Dodgers starting Thursday. Dodgers. They haven't seemed to let up all season, have they?
Nope,
they've had your typical little baseball, maybe a week where they might lose 4 out of 7 or something. But, I mean, they've just been hot all year.
Yeah. No, they've never let the foot off the gas, and they've been playing well all the way from start to finish. They'll be tough to beat. And everybody's going to probably pick the Astros and the Dodgers in the World Series, so that's the way it should be.
Not this cowboy, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Other series should be interesting. This could be a fun watch: Cardinals and the Braves in the other National League series. That's going to be some fun baseball there.
No doubt about it. Two good players with fundamentally sound teams, and the Braves have more of the superstars. The Cardinals are more, just steady Eddie.
And they won the hard-fought Central, and of course, despite Milwaukee being upset with the Cubs, but that's another story. We'll get to at a later day.
I think that
Braves Cardinals series could be maybe the most. Might be the most competitive and could be a lot of fun to watch.
I mean, they're all going to be competitive. You think about the Astros and either the Rays or the A's and, the Yankees
the Twins.
Twins.
That team from Minnesota.
The Twinkies. They're all going to be good series, I think.
Yeah. And as we move to Friday night, the openers of the American League playoffs, or the time hasn't been set yet Friday for the Astros and either Oakland or Tampa, whoever they face there. But Astros, as you mentioned, will be the favorite in that. And the starting pitching for the Houston Astros, I don't think anybody can match in the bigs. Now, bullpen might be another topic altogether, but starting pitching, I don't think anybody can go as deep as the Astros.
No, not with those top three. And of course, Miley's had a skid this last 3 weeks, but he's still got a pretty good track record.
Despite the last couple of weeks, I would have absolutely no problem marching Wade Miley out there for game 4 of a 7-game series.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then, of course, the other American League series, you've got the Twins taking on the Evil Empire.
Yep.
And one thing about the Yankees, I got to admit, winning that many games with as bad a starting rotation as they've had all year is a pretty admirable feat.
Yeah, they've held it together with glue and strings and whatever else they've had to use because the injury bugs hit them as well. But they've kept the pedal to the metal and done well, and we'll see how it affects them in the playoffs.
We could if the Yankees and the Astros move on to the league championship series, you might see football like scores in some of those games because you're going to be looking at two most dangerous, prolific offenses in all of baseball going at it.
Yeah, I'm not sure there'll be a lot of runs scored against Verlander and Cole and Greinke, but there's always that chance. You know, one mistake and that ball could travel a long way.
That's the thing. You look at that Yankee lineup, and you can march some pretty good arms out there. But boy, you look at that Yankee lineup. There's not a lull in that order from 1 to 9. You're facing incredible bats.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And the thing with the Yankees is the same as it has been as it was last year and the last time they were good. You better get them early because if the Yankees get to that bullpen with a lead, odds are you're in for a loss.
Yeah, it's it shortens the game, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as bad as their starting pitching has been this year, and it's been pretty bad for a team that's won as many games as the Yankees. Their bullpen may be as good as we've seen in the last 10 years from anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just nasty. They come out and they just fire BBs up there, that bullpen of theirs, and they can march out 5, 6, 7 pitchers in a row to beat you.
Yeah. Makes it really critical those first 5 innings that you take care of business.
All right, and so let's take a look at how we're looking at things as we look at the wild card round. The wild card games, of course, as we give our fearless predictions here. Let's see. Yeah, the computer doesn't want to work today. There we go. First off, Washington against the Brewers. Coach, I got a max. I got to go with Max Scherzer in that one. I think he shuts down Milwaukee. I think Woodruff is tough, but I can't see the Brewers getting more than just a handful of hits off of Max Scherzer.
Yeah, and no, I'm going to go with you. I'm going Max Scherzer all the way.
All right, so the Nationals move on. American League game on Wednesday night. Tampa Bay at Oakland. Tampa's coming in with Charlie Morton. Probably he's going to be the better of the two starters, but I just think Oakland's hot. They're playing well. They're hitting the ball. They're playing good defense. I like the A's at home to win that wild card game.
You took my thunder. I was going to say A's only because they're at home.
Okay, there you go.
Pretty evenly matched. Yeah.
All right. So that brings us to the National League, the semifinals, or which would be the Dodgers and the Nationals. I can see the Nationals winning maybe behind Scherzer and maybe one other pitcher, but I can't see him winning more than one or two games against the Dodgers.
I'm going Dodgers on that one.
And of course, the Dodgers led by Davey Roberts, who, I add, had the greatest stolen base in the history of postseason baseball.
As you've never let us forget.
Never, ever will forget that. Then you got the Cardinals and the Braves, which I said I think will be the most competitive of the opening round series. But I think Atlanta, number one with the home field advantage, and I just think Atlanta throughout the season has been just a very steady ball club.
Yeah, it's kind of scary we're agreeing, but I'm going Atlanta, the Braves. And again, home field has a lot to do with it, but too much firepower, too much athleticism for the Cardinals to overcome.
All right, so now we move on to the American League, we'll start with the Twins and the Yankees. Twins maybe win a game, but I think a Yankee sweep would not be a surprise here. I know the Twins have set the big league record for home runs. The Twins got firepower out the wazoo from number 1 to number 9 in the lineup. They can take the ball out of the yard, but they can only do that for about 4 innings because the Yankees go to that bullpen. They will shut you down. And I think the Yankees will take 4 out of 5 from the Twins.
Yeah, I'm going with the Yankees.
And I hate to say it.
I mean, tradition is going to win them one game at least.
And it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. It just, it hurts. Atlanta against Oakland. And as you were saying earlier, it's going to be a great series. That might be the best series of the opening round or second round, however you want to view it. That could be the best, most competitive series. But I think the Astros, home field advantage, plus I just think, you know, you march out those three starters, 1, 2, 3, and I think they're going to be hard to beat. I like the Astros.
Yeah, I agree with you. Too much firepower at the plate, and too many good arms. I think Oakland could take them to game five, but I see the Astros win.
And so that leaves us. Let's see, where does that leave us? I've lost track. Okay, so we are down to
four teams,
and we've all agreed on the four. So let's start with the National League. Yeah, Braves and the Dodgers. I'll let you lead this one off, Coach.
Dodgers have got it going on. There's too much of everything: pitching, hitting, defense. They'll have home field advantage, so I'm going to go with the Dodgers there.
All right. This is the first time that I am going to contradict you.
Okay.
Back in April when we did our preseason show, I said the Braves were going to surprise everybody to go to the World Series. I'm going to back that. I think I like the Dodgers. I love Davey Roberts, but there's something about this Braves team, and I just think they surprised the Dodgers. It's going to be one of those surprises. It could go 7 games, and game 7 would be in L.A., but I think the Braves take care of it in 6.
All right. Here we go. First discrepancy. Okay.
Ooh, discrepancy. I like it. You got a point for that, Coach.
1-0, yeah.
There you go. And Astros and the Yankees, I'll let you take this one as well.
Astros, again.
Yep, I agree.
Fire at the plate, too many good arms.
I agree. And the Astros have better starting pitching, and I think that gets them off to an early lead. And the Yankees they'll have that great bullpen, but they'll be pitching from behind.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to see the Astros take it in 5, because then that would mean they would take it at Yankee Stadium, and that would be so much fun to watch. But I think it goes 6 or 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Yankees got too many sticks in that lineup to stay quiet very long.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so we've both got the Astros in the series. You've got the Astros and the Dodgers. I've got the Astros and the Braves.
And I've got the Astros over the Dodgers. May take 6. But, again, just Astros, they won it 2 years ago. They know how to win. It's just too much, too many bats, too many arms. And they've been on a roll here at the end. I just don't think anybody can beat them in a 7-game series.
That's kind of scary. That's kind of scary there, Coach, because we agree wholeheartedly. I think as much as I would like to see the Braves win the World Series, and now every Astro fan's going to be mad at me for saying that, but I just think, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with you. The pitching and hitting, I think you just combine the both, and the Astros have it over the Braves in both aspects of the game. Although, for my good friend, the Somerville coach, I would like to see the Braves win the whole thing.
There you go. Coach Moore.
Yeah. I'd like to see the Braves win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Only if the Braves promise, opening game, Hank Aaron throws out the first pitch of the World Series.
Yeah, that would only be fitting.
That's the only way it should ever go, is Hank Aaron should throw out the first pitch at every Braves World Series game.
Yeah, no question.
All right. Well, there we go, Coach. We got it done.
We got it. We got it done.
Which means, of course, that probably it's going to be the Twins and the Cardinals.
You know that's probably true.
And do you know how many dozens of people will watch that series?
Yeah, yeah. It might be one of the lowest rated World Series ever.
Oh, man, yeah. I, you know, like I said, big Davey Roberts fan, so I wouldn't mind seeing the Dodgers get to the series again.
You think the networks aren't pulling for Dodgers Yankees World Series?
Oh, do you think that? Do you think that that Fox would just have an absolute just freak out if that was the case?
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, the great thing about the World Series is we get to hear Joe Buck every game.
That's right. That's your favorite guy.
Yeah, I just as great. And as phenomenal as Jack Buck was, I just can't listen to his son. I cannot listen to Joe Buck.
So you're going to watch it and turn the sound down?
That's it. I'm going to listen to the series. I'm going to listen to the World Series on Sirius and, yeah. And watch it on TV.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, you know me, Coach. I'm old school. I pine for the old days of Kurt Gowdy and Tony Kubek.
There you go. Yeah.
That's it. Didn't get much better than those guys right there.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, Coach, appreciate it. Enjoyed it, as always. And we have written down these predictions. And so
winner buys dinner.
There you go. So when it does wind up being the Twins and the Cardinals, we'll both just look like pretty sad losers. I'll tear it up and throw it in the garbage.
We'll go out to eat and it'll be Dutch.
That's it. Yeah. Well, thanks an awful lot for taking time out of your schedule to join us, Coach. And again, thoughts and prayers are with you and your family, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Doc. All right. Talk to you later.
You have a great one, buddy. All right. As always, a great visit with our good friend, Coach Kyle Van Hook. And so he's going with the Astros over the Dodgers in the World Series. I'm going with the Astros over the Braves in the World Series. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Aggie football on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear Fightin' Texas Aggie football on KWHI in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors. Tegner Toyota, Page Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, WC Tractor, and Team Fordham Navasota. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors. And for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI, AM 12 at FM 101.7, your Aggie sports station.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280, and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in our area. Tuesday, October 1st, Craig will be speaking with Robert Winkleman, president of the Austin County Fair. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
And you've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude here on KWHI. Want to thank Coach Kyle Van Hook for joining us, and also Coach Terry Gamble, along with Essence and Tatum from the Blinn Buccaneer volleyball team. Appreciate it. And we will be back next week. And next week in the Brenham Sports Line, we will talk Cubet volleyball as they get ready for next Tuesday night. One of my favorite nights of the whole year. Dig Pink Night next Tuesday at the Brenham High Gym. Coach Yeager and members of the Cubets will be in here to talk about the importance of Dig Pink Night and also about the big matchup coming up with Rudder that night. So we look forward to that a week from tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Dig Pink Volleyball. We'll talk all about it here on KWHI. Thanks for joining us for Heidi Mnuchin and his All-Star Band and Mookie the Rabid Badger. I'm the sports doc, Ed Pothel. See you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel on the Brenham Sports Line.